Chapter 7. A Brief History of Time. In 1982, Stephen went to London, and Queen Elizabeth II gave him the Special Award of CBE. Stephen was happy with the award, but he was becoming more and more worried about dying. Like his father, he worried about money. He needed to leave some money for his family, and awards did not give you that. He decided to write a book about his work. A good book about black holes might sell very well, he thought, and his wife and children needed the money. I don't want my book to be for scientists, Stephen said. I want people to buy my book in airports. He wanted to write the book in easy language. That was very difficult, and it took a long time, but he did it. More than 10 million people bought his book, A Brief History of Time, 1988. And they could read it in 35 different languages. But Stephen did not die. He was still very ill, and sometimes he had to go into hospital. He could still work, and he could laugh about his work too. Someone asked him once, "Can you do the maths for travelling in time?" He answered, "I do not know the maths for time travel, so I cannot win the lottery every week." Things were more difficult at home now. Stephen and Jane's life together was getting difficult after so many years and so many problems. Stephen became very good friends with one of his nurses, Elaine, and he wanted to live with her. Stephen and Jane divorced in 1995. Stephen married Elaine, and Jane married again too. For a time, Stephen and Jane did not meet very much. Then Stephen and Elaine divorced in 2007. And Jane saw him much more after that. She lived near his house in Cambridge with her second husband. She and their children visited him often. Stephen did not stop working. He helped to make a film of A Brief History of Time in 1992. He was not very happy with this film, because there was a lot in it about him and his family. He did not think that there was enough science in it. He also made 6 television programmes for the BBC, called Stephen Hawking's Universe. He was happier with these. Stephen made programmes for the BBC. Motor neurone disease made Stephen's life difficult in many ways. But he was also able to show the world something important. Disability does not always stop you from doing great things. People across the world now knew Stephen as a great scientist, but they also knew about his disability. People wanted to know his story. He was in a wheelchair and talked through a machine. So how did he do this great research? Other people with disabilities looked at him and thought that maybe it was possible for them to do exciting things too. Stephen even thought that maybe his disability helped him to do his research. He once said, I have been able to give a lot of time to my research and not worry about other things. He also said, I have had a very full life. I have wanted to do many things, and I have been able to do most of them. On his 60th birthday, he went up in a balloon for 30 minutes. It was a birthday present from Elaine. He needed to drive his electric wheelchair onto the balloon, so they changed the balloon a little for his wheelchair. After that, other people with disabilities could also go up in the same balloon. Stephen travelled a lot, and he even went to Antarctica. One day in 2006, Stephen spoke on television. There's one place I have never been to, he said. I've never been into space, and I really want to go there. He never went into space, but in 2007, he got very near to it. He went to the Kennedy Space Center in Florida to fly in a zero-gravity plane. He was in zero gravity for about 4 minutes. Stephen was usually in a wheelchair, so it was very special to be in zero gravity. Jane Wilde was with him. The smile on his face was beautiful, she said. In 2002, the BBC made a programme called 100 Greatest Britons. Stephen was 25th. Queen Elizabeth II was 24th. Lots of people now wanted to know about Stephen Hawking. They liked to watch films and television programmes about him. And Stephen sometimes went on television to talk about his work. But he was in some very different television programmes too. People first saw Stephen in The Simpsons in 1999. He was on the programme again a few more times. He used his own machine voice in these programmes. Some people think I'm not a real person, he laughed. Just someone in The Simpsons. He was also in Futurama and Star Trek. Star Trek was a great program for Stephen because the people in it travel through space and across the universe. Stephen was very interested in traveling into space, but he was also interested in traveling through time. It might be possible, he thought, but it's probably not. So he decided to try something. He loved parties, and in 2009 he had a party for time travellers. There was a lot of food and drink, and Stephen was there waiting for the time travellers. But he did not ask anyone to come to the party until a week later. His idea was that time travellers could come to the party because they could travel back in time. Of course, nobody came to the party, and Stephen decided that time travel was not possible yet. In 2004, Benedict Cumberbatch was in a television film about Stephen's life called Hawking. In 2007, Jane Wilde wrote a book about her life with Stephen. This book became a film called The Theory of Everything, 2014, with Eddie Redmayne and Felicity Jones. In August 2009, Stephen travelled to Washington, D.C. In the White House, he met President Barack Obama. The president gave him an award called the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Stephen also wrote books with his daughter, Lucy. The books are the story of some children and their journeys across the universe and through time. They tell a good story, but they also teach children a lot about physics, astronomy, and cosmology. Stephen always wanted to teach young people about these things. In 2012, Stephen spoke at the opening of the Paralympic Games in London. These games are for athletes with disabilities, and thousands of athletes come from all across the world. Stephen knew that a lot of young people watched the games. He wanted them to become interested in science, so he talked about some new ideas in physics and about the Big Bang. Stephen did a lot of work for people with disabilities. He talked about the problems in their lives. He also helped a big charity in the UK called Comic Relief. Comic Relief helps people with problems in Britain and in many other countries. Stephen acted in television programmes for Comic Relief in 2015 and 2017. In 2015, Stephen started to help with some new research. He was always interested in the idea of intelligent life in the universe. With a very rich man, Yuri Milner, he started to work with astronomers in a number of universities. These scientists are looking at radio messages from millions of stars. Some of these might be from intelligent life. The research will finish in 2025. Many countries and universities gave Stephen awards for his research. But there are also museums and important buildings across the world with his name. There is a Stephen W. Hawking Science Museum in El Salvador. There is a Stephen Hawking building at the University of Cambridge. And there is the Stephen Hawking Centre at the Perimeter Institute in Canada.